It was quite a run for Carrie Green of Manchester. She won 6 straight games on the quiz show Jeopardy. Her streak came to an end last night, but she walked away winning nearly $150,000. Her appearances on the show were actually taped in January, so she's had to wait until now to share the experience with friends and family. Carrie Green of Manchester is in our studios. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Carrie, you come across as so calm and cool on the show. You really do. You have, I think, and everybody I've talked to that has watched you on Jeopardy has said the same things. She is so calm.
That's what I've been hearing online, actually, to the extent that someone called me robotic. So
I don't get that impression. I get the impression that you are just taking your time and you are very measured and you feel like you're very confident. You seem very confident.
It felt like a job, you know, and I had a job to do and I was just going to do it and I wasn't going to worry about the audience or anything else and the cameras. I just ignored all that and I did the job. But, the first game, I was so nervous that I was propped up against the podium. That's why you can't see my hands when I'm ringing in, because I literally had them leaning on the podium so I wouldn't shake. And I think that just, kind of worked. I mean, I did get a little more comfortable as the games went on, but it just, that worked for me, so I wasn't going to change anything.
Was going on Jeopardy something that you've always dreamt about?
It was. My mother watched the original Jeopardy with Art Fleming in the 60s, and when it came back on in 84 with Alex Trebek, we started watching it at home as a family. And then I went to college, and I watched it with my roommates, and on Facebook they're commenting every day about how she's been waiting to do this for 30 years. And I've watched it with my family, and it was a lifelong dream to be on there. And, I used to feel like, oh, ha-ha, pipe dream, I'll never do that. But the past few years I've started to think, I'm doing okay playing at home. I really think I could hold my own.
Talk about how the taping process works for each show.
It's definitely something they have down to a science. They have a great production staff that is behind the scenes in the green room. Basically, most of the contestants who aren't local stay at the same hotel, and they send a shuttle over at some ungodly early hour of the morning.
They send your car.
6:50 or something. Well, it's like a little hotel bus, basically, because there's, 10 people that go over or 12 people or whatever it is. And we ride the bus over. We all go into the green room, and then they go through basically this script that covers all of the legal requirements. These are the rules of the game. You need to understand this. Mm-hmm. You sign some more releases, signing your life away to them. And then they do makeup on, everybody 2 at a time. There's 2 makeup artists. And you're told to come with your hair in place, but they'll do your makeup for you. And then they take you out into the studio and they show you how the signaling device works. And they, have everybody look at how you write on the board at the end, and then they go through the practice, basically. And then after that, everybody sits in a special section of the audience, and then they just start calling contestants, and you don't find out if you're going to be playing that game until right beforehand. So in our game, my taping day, so they do 5 episodes a day, and they tape 2 days a week. So
5 episodes in one day. Now, that's nerve-wracking for someone like you who is in game after game. How does that work?
Well, it's chaotic to a certain extent. I mean, they have this process, but, you're kind of looking 6 ways at once.
Yeah.
And the champ that had won the previous Friday, the air date, he was there in the green room with us. And, he was just so calm and collected. He's like, yeah, let me show you how to do this. And,
he's the veteran. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then, after I won that first game, you do literally have about 7 minutes in between games.
Are you able to interact with the other contestants or Alex Trebek on the stage there? Or is it that you're very quiet and very composed or very structured?
Alex, he does an interview, and during the first break, before, we get set up for the interview, because that's on air, he comes and he takes a picture with each contestant, and that's, the picture most of us are using as our social media profile picture right now.
Yeah.
Then, and he really doesn't say much, he just says hello, and but then the interview portion, it's not really scripted. You give them 5 or 6 topics that he might want to ask about, but you don't know which one he's going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have your little conversation with him, and then you're back in the game.
What's reaction been like back home here to your success?
Oh, it's been terrific. Everybody has been wonderfully supportive. And, that's from my family and my friends and my, colleagues at CASA and, just people that I run into now. I work out at a gym here in Concord, and the people at the gym are like, oh, wait, now you're Carrie. And, they've been great.
So you're starting to get recognized outside of
not by a complete stranger in the supermarket yet, but that might happen.
We'll see. Why not? So you volunteer as a courtroom advocate for children who have been abused or neglected. How did you get involved with that program?
Well, it's interesting. I went to law school and I practiced law in California for 4 years. And then I had kids and I stayed home with them for a long time. But sometime when they were in elementary school, I was driving by and I saw a sign. And I can't remember if it was for a fundraiser, if it just, said, CASA, come on down, check us out. But I remember looking at that and thinking, I could do that. And it would make a difference.
So you've won a good deal of money on Jeopardy.
Yes. Yeah, it is an astounding amount. Although I was continually, doing the taxes in my head the whole time.
Of course, yeah. Having
it's like, being a former grant writer. Okay, government's going to take how much?
So still, given that, a good amount of money, a nice windfall. Are you any special plans?
Well, we love to travel, so that's definitely on the radar. My son has suggested some rapidly escalating cars as far as value. He's 15, so he doesn't really need one yet. But, we have college funds that need a shot in the arm. And we have a house that we moved into about 10 years ago, and we've renovated all the bathrooms except the largest one, and it's a disaster area. So I know there are many competing demands. And, certainly I'll be donating some money to CASA as well. I mean, the work they do is great. And they've also, just given me such personal fulfillment that I am really grateful for that.
Well, Carrie, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is Carrie Green of Manchester, Jeopardy champion.